Türen, die jetzt ja heißen Der Mann von ihrer neuen Platte, die letzte Woche rausgekommen ist. Wir sind der Mann, heißt sie, logischerweise. Und das war das Stück Menschen machen Fehler. Wir haben eine Band jetzt bei uns im Studio, die kommt aus Oklahoma, nämlich Broncho. Oh, und es sind 5 Menschen hier bei mir im Studio. Unglaublich sympathisch natürlich, das können wir schon mal grundsätzlich feststellen. 3 Männer, 2 Damen und ich sag einfach mal herzlich willkommen. Sie installieren gerade noch hier Instrumente und so. Welcome to Berlin and welcome to Flux FM.
Hello. Danke. Thank you.
Hi. Is that your first European tour, actually?
Yeah, this is the first one.
Ah, das ist ja geil. Und Sie sind zum allerersten Mal auch heute in Berlin und spielen Ihr allererstes Konzert in Berlin im Kometen am Abend. Und wir wollen natürlich alles über die Band erfahren und euch natürlich auch Songs vorspielen. Einen, den kennt ihr schon bei uns aus dem Programm, der heißt Class Historian, den werden wir gleich auch auf jeden Fall spielen. Die Gitarre ist aber schon um den Hals von Ryan geschlungen. Und jetzt fragen wir erstmal ein bisschen durch die Runde. So tell us a little bit, first of all, about your band. When was this band founded and exactly where was it founded?
It was founded in Oklahoma probably 3 years ago. And then we had a rebirth. We birthed 2 beautiful baby girls.
Penny and Mandy.
And we're a new family now.
Yeah? Oh, that looks great. So Penny and Mandy, come to the microphone. When did you meet Ryan the first time?
The first time, I don't know. I remember Broncho pre us played a house show at a house I lived at in Norman in Oklahoma. I probably had met the guys before that, but this is the first encounter with the band.
Okay.
So I was a fan before I was a member.
Okay, but what do you do now in the band?
I play bass and sing background vocals.
So they kicked out their original bass player for you?
Pretty much.
Wow. What did the other one do wrong? Ryan, tell us.
He wasn't a girl.
Okay, I can see that. He didn't have any boobs. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay with me.
Nathan, come to the microphone. When somebody asks you about the band, how would you describe Broncho? The typical Broncho sound? Because we over here love it, but some may not have heard about Broncho.
Mm. I always say rock and roll, but that's the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say more negative things like silly or, I don't know.
Yeah, come go on. Ben, do you know? Would you describe it?
I'm with Nathan. It's kind of childish and juvenile, you know, and if you feel that way, then you can probably get along with us. Yeah.
And around Oklahoma, are you we're very well known when you play gigs by now? Because for a couple of years, you're doing this stuff.
We're known to some people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that don't know and would rather not know or care.
Mm. And coming to Oklahoma, exactly where can we find you when we fly over?
There's 2 places. You can go to Norman. You can see Ben and I. You can come to Norman and see Ben get over here. You can go to Norman. You can see Ben and I.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to Tulsa and you can see Mandy, Penny, and Nathan. And
mm-hmm. that's. So tell us a little bit about your country. What is the typical for it? What makes it special?
Our country?
Yes. Tell us about Oklahoma.
You mean other than our foreign policy?
Uh-huh, yes. Food and music, of course, Broncho.
There actually are some really cool people from where we're from, good-hearted people, you know, and a lot of really wild artists and outlaws, so that's the good thing about it.
Is there a big artistical scene over there? Are you in the middle of that, or are you more like wildflowers that are the middle of a cons of a bunch?
I like wildflowers. Mm-hmm. I think we're wild. No, there's a lot. But I do like wildflowers. For namesake, I like wildflowers. But I think there's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of artists. Everybody's an artist. They just don't always know it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our friends is an alcoholic, and he's my favorite artist. He has no idea.
He has no idea that we're talking about him. Or maybe he's listening to us right now. Who knows?
I hope so.
Mhm. Ich spiele euch jetzt einen Song, den ihr ganz sicher wiedererkennt. Dann wisst ihr auch, wer mit Broncho gemeint ist. Heute Abend spielen sie im Kometen. Da schreiben wir euch gerne auch noch auf die Gästeliste. Jetzt erstmal dieses Stückchen hier. Broncho aus Oklahoma bei Flux FM. Class Historian hieß das Stück hier Musik, dass wir das öfteren ja in letzter Zeit sehr gerne für euch gespielt haben. Und heute haben wir die Band eingeladen zu ihrem allerersten Berlin-Gig im Kometen. Spielen sie auf und die neue Platte, die, wie sie selber sagen, viel besser geworden ist als die erste. Die erste war ziemlicher Schrott, meinte Nathan gerade. So, the first album was quite alright. Ryan, tell us. It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah, but it was a different style?
It was a little different. It was the... just the beginning, you know?
Yeah.
And beginning's now, always blurry, isn't it? Yeah.
And now we're climbing up the hill. Or are we on the top of the hill right now?
I think there's a couple hills we're going to have to climb and go down. And then we'll climb back up. We're on our third hill.
Mm-hmm. but you got two wonderful ladies on board. Uh-huh. That must make it even easier, you know?
Makes it more fun, yeah.
Yeah? If there are big rocks in on your way, you can tell others to ask the girls to ask them to put the rocks away. Is that might be more easy for you than just let Nathan ask someone to put the rock away?
Yeah, we send them out.
You send them out. Okay. Are you okay with being sent out?
Yeah, I'll clear the pebbles away.
Sure.
Und sie haben die aktuelle Platte ja aufgenommen in El Paso, da direkt an der mexikanischen Grenze im Grunde, weil sie ja ein wunderschönes Studio gefunden haben, das deutsche Mikrofone und auch German Instruments were there in that studio or German Equipment in El Paso? Or was this a lie just to make me feel good?
Yeah, a lot of Neumann microphones, really solid engineering all around.
You came in and you looked at the microphones like, hey, great, Neumann microphones, this is the place for our new album.
Yeah. We love Germany.
Very nice. Und heute Abend sind sie im Kometen. Wenn ihr sagt, schreibt mich mal auf die Gästeliste, dann ruft doch einfach an. 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Unsere charmante Sophie aus der Online-Redaktion geht ans Telefon und wird euch dann glücklich machen. Und heute Abend erlebt ihr die Band dann live on stage. Und jetzt wird Ryan noch einen Song für euch spielen, der da heißt Stay Loose. Tell us a little bit about Stay Loose. What is this for a kind of song? What is it about?
Just about chilling out.
Chilling out?
Staying loose.
That's great stuff. Oh, it's staying loose or stand loose?
Stay loose.
Stay loose. Okay, dann hören wir jetzt Stay Loose. Und ich sage, viel Spaß heute Abend im Konzert. Have fun tonight at the concert. Have fun in Berlin.
Yeah.
Safe flight back to Oklahoma.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And come back anytime to Flux FM. Wir hören Broncho mit Stay Loose, live gespielt in der Morning Show am Nachmittag.
She was the first penitentiary that I'd ever seen. Used to come just to make it okay. And when the backbiting babies try to tell me your plans, I always knew just how much to erase. Calling out and figure new to get me home and promise things just before I'm awake. And then I admit, stupid shit I'd never do. I used to come just to make it okay. We were alright, we were alright to me. Coca-Cola always looks so good to me. A waste of time as they got me thinking of Julia, the unfortunate one. You caught me coming, cause it, baby, on the side of the road. You You better bad, cause I'm cool to get paid. You bet you're cool, naughty body, always do what I'm told. You're pulling out just to make me obey. We were alright, weren't we? We were alright to me. Look, good luck. Stay loose. Your five-five figure always looks so good to me. You got me thinking what you got me thinking of. Truly of a unfortunate one. Your fa-fa figure always looks so good to me. Truly are the unfortunate one. She was the first penitentiary that I'd ever seen. She was the first penitentiary that I'd ever seen. She was the first penitentiary that I'd ever seen. That I'd ever seen.